Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But how about this news? Jaden Daniels, a full participant in practice today, did not see this one coming. He had been listed as a limited participant dating back to early last week. And Dan Quinn just said yesterday that he would take kind of this part of the process all the way up to Friday. But they elevated him, was just sending some texts trying to get some information. So here's kind of where I'm at on this and what I think this means. This does not mean he has been cleared for contact in the way that Dan Quinn keeps saying that when he's cleared for contact, that's kind of the last hurdle. Because there's no contact at practice. You could be a full participant in a non-contact practice and still not be cleared for contact. But for him to go from limited after days and days to full, there was a breakthrough. There is progress being made.
Yep.
That the trend is going in the right direction and things are now in line, I think, for the possibility of that clearance before the game and maybe him to play on Sunday. So I want to ask that to people right now. We'll open up the phones. You can get in and we'll answer these calls as they come in here at 800-636-1067. Get you on and off the line. But do you think we see Jaden Daniels against the Vikings after he was full go in practice on Thursday? There's very, very little precedent in this league for certainly a starting quarterback, but really for any player to go from limited to full Wednesday to Thursday and to not then play on Sunday. The caveat here is they could still have this thing. I don't want to say to hide behind. That sounds nefarious.
But kind of. Yeah.
But yeah, they could still say, well, he's not cleared for contact. He'll be practicing in full with us in these non-contact practices. But it might be until next week until he's cleared for contact. So it is a different thing.
The variable here, and again, this is we've been doing this a lot, so we've gotten really good at it. The variable is, what does this step actually signify, right? If this was a tight end, if this was a guard, you would feel much better, more confident being able to say, oh yeah, given the precedent of what you just mentioned, you don't go from limited to full and then backtrack, unless there's some sort of setback, obviously unforeseen, but the normal course of events, you're escalating your work, which means you're gearing up to play. This special position is different. You could be a full participant in practice and never do a single drill, especially this at this point in the NFL season or any activity where anybody might lay a finger on you. And even if you did, you're the most protected person on the planet. You're like the Pope in the bubble. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's touching you unless you want to get fined and have to face the wrath of the offensive lineman beating you up. So, yeah, you could go through all that and still not play because it's the quarterback spot. And, you know, who knows what the timeline is for contact clearance and otherwise. But the fact is he was able to do everything they asked to practice today means something. The variable is how much.
So here's how I'll sum it up then for people just jumping in the car. So the news is that Daniels, with the injury report just dropping from the team, was a full participant. The clarification is, this does not mean that Jaden Daniels has been cleared for contact yet. It does mean that he has made significant progress and is trending in the right direction. And this should give you hope that you see him on the field Sunday in Minnesota, but it does not make that return certain. Is that a good way to put it all?
Yes.
I think that's a way to...
Before this announcement... Versus after. It's now more likely that he plays.
So let's do our daily Brian Fantana Panda Watch move, where we've been all over the board here. Last week I had him in. This week I've had him out. You actually yesterday went way lower than me.
Yeah.
On Monday of this week, I think it was, maybe Tuesday, you had him playing and I didn't. By yesterday, I gave him a 30 or so percent chance to play, and I think you were down around 10%.
I was around 10, because all it sounded like to me was Dan Quinn was trying not to say that. Like, he was just sitting there going, yeah, the return to play, and then, see, that's a game, and we're going to have them, the medical people, and he was just looking to not say he's not going to play. Like, that's what it felt like to me.
Well, we had a caller yesterday. I wish I remember who it was so that I could give him some credit. But they made such a good point when they said, Dan Quinn never really hides it when he knows.
You know, you think in a good way.
Yes, yeah. Like Terry or Noah Brown. Vincent Akakeek said it, so shout out Vince. With Daniels, you know, on the weeks where he's played, we've known it early in the week. The weeks where he wasn't, they did whatever this thing is that they're doing. And I actually think that's so true. So if the point is, if you're following the trend, then he's not going to play, that's probably correct. That's what the trend has been. You either say at the beginning of the week he's good to go, or he hasn't really gotten good to go as the week has gone on. But the flip side of this is, if they don't play him Sunday after he's full go Thursday, full go Friday, obviously he'd be full go in a walkthrough, and then tomorrow, you know, Friday or Saturday or whatever, they say he hasn't been cleared for contact, so he's not going to play. Well, then, now the things I said yesterday, I'm doubling down on, that this is handled in just a dumb way. I don't mean how they're grading his health. I don't mean how they're evaluating him. I don't mean that they're not rushing him. I mean how they're doing this publicly. How they're answering the questions, how they're listing him at practice. You can list him limited by having him not take part in everything. You could just say, hey, we're sitting this drill out, Jaden. Hey, we're not going to do this series or whatever. Now you're limited. And you don't have, again, the reactionary assumption. With all due respect, this is not Drake Jackson. This is not your 53rd player on the depth chart who goes back and forth from the practice squad. This is a different thing.
Yeah.
This is the starting quarterback who everybody's monitoring every move of. When he's handing out turkeys, we're seeing what kind of brace is he wearing? Is he using his left hand? Is that a weird gait he's got doing this charity event? People were wondering last year. No, that's just how he walks. Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Okay, cool. What is he doing that for? Did he sneeze twice or once? Sometimes when he sneezes twice, it means he doesn't practice the next day. Like, that's the evaluation. You know that going in with a guy like this. So when you go limited to full, there's going to be a reaction. And if that happens on Thursday, only for them to not eventually have him get cleared, I will have even more of an issue with just the constant dog and pony show that they kind of feed into in a sense. But assuming they're not doing that, they're just, he made progress, he's feeling better, they think he's about to be cleared, or maybe he's on the precipice of clearance, they're expecting it on Friday or something. No harm, no foul. See you in Minneapolis, yeah. 5-car back on the track.
So I'm still leaning towards he doesn't play, but I know this is a step forward towards that.
You think he could be in full practice for 3 straight days and they wouldn't play him?
Yeah. I think it's possible. Again, I'm going to...
Do you agree that that would be dumb?
Yo, for sure.
Also, by the way, you're taking significant reps presumably away from Mariota. I guess he could be a full participant and not getting all the first team reps.
Right. I care less about that, but the point stands. I mean, it is a data point. I mean, to me, that's kind of why you have a veteran like Mariota who may not need as many starting reps to be good. I need Jaden. He's my priority. So I'll give him all the starting reps, even if he doesn't play. But that's my own little bias there. I know that's not the reality of things on the ground. I don't think they think of it that way. The way that you just laid out, that I agree with, this is why I would recommend that they don't do it this way. In other words, I would try to set a date as best I possibly could. And if that date is missed, I would say why and then not have to do this whodunit. Maybe he won't. Maybe he will. Maybe I can interpret. Was Dan Quinn smiling when he got to the podium? Or, you know, did he sit down with his right leg crossing over his left first, which means that he's in? I might even call it the Vince corollary, that it wasn't the, I can't wait, dude, we're back. He's back. It's awesome. The five car. He didn't do that. This is the, whenever they hide behind the return to play, we're not going to miss a mark and the beat and the medical people have to do the thing. Because I think he can do everything in practice and not be a player. I don't think you could do that if you're a lineman. I don't think you could do that if you're a running back. If you are any player that's going to get contact, what they could have done yesterday was 20 minutes of 7-on-7, 20 minutes of you catch the ball and the next guy, the quarterback next to you, and the quarterback next to you is catching the ball and you throw it to a receiver. That's 20 minutes. Could have been another 20 minutes of you do the handoff. There's no contact anywhere for the quarterback there, right? Which, again, is different than everybody else. So I do think they could go through that exercise with him and then not have him play.
I guess they could. I think it would be pretty ridiculous to have him be a full practice participant for three practice sessions, albeit one being a Saturday walkthrough of sorts, only to then not have him play in the game. When you start listing him full go, and it's not like it's on Saturday in a walkthrough, in a legitimate NFL practice on a Thursday, you know the expectation you're giving is he just went from limited to full. That's a big step forward. That's progress in the right direction toward playing. And maybe they don't care about any of that. In fact, I know they don't care about any of this at all. But I do think it would be further frustrating in how they've handled it. But we'll get to your calls on this next. Do you think Jaden Daniels plays against the Vikings? So you're saying you don't.
I still lean no.
You're at 10% that he plays yesterday. What are you at now?
48.
Okay.
Wild swings for me, by the way. Wild.
Yeah. I mean, that's why this whole thing is annoying. Because, frankly, it's just personal to us having to sit here and guess and speculate and no good information.
I mean, literally, it's like the sun was shining from the southeast and there's a clue over there. We're doing like a Dan Brown novel over here.
This is the closest I've ever been to going full Doc Walker on an injury, where Doc's bit is like,
you won't.
When you're hurt, I'm not talking about you until you play again. I've always kind of not believed in that because there's so many things you've got to talk about other players. Having said that, I am exhausted by this. Not just this couple of days, but this season of the knee, the hamstring, now the elbow. And it's never clear. The information is never just provided. It's just so much guessing and it's all half truths and half information. Again, they still have not said that he broke his rib last year. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
Supposedly, as of what we know from them, he did not break his rib last year. Even though he told Justin Jefferson in a video he did at the Super Bowl or wherever he was, that commercial he was doing, that he broke his rib. So we know that we're not going to get all of the intel. And we're not supposed to. I don't need all the information. I just need to not be misled is kind of what I'm hoping for. And I'm guessing they're not misleading us. I'm guessing this means there's progress being made, that he's trending in the correct direction, that there's a better chance today, fairly significantly, that he plays on Sunday than there was yesterday. That's what it would seem when you go limited to full. I'm going to put him at, what did I have him at yesterday? 35%, something like that? I'm now going to put him at 51% right now to play on Sunday.
Just over. You're where I was a couple of days ago. This is wild.
Yeah, we've now reversed positions, basically. Figure that out.
I'm so annoyed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.